Been huffing shabs all day. He was sick of being hungry. He ain't had a decent meal to eat since Monday. Then it's Thursday, and he's feeling sick inside his gut. The part of Pasay that he from is known for being notorious for robbing tourists when they in the slum. He thought about it for a sec. About that time they go collect. He plotted on the next John and hit up Greenbelt, looking round to buy some sex. Get a towel, put it round his face snug. His knife was big as fuck, but it was dull. So what, motherfucker, still gon' give it up, here we come. Baja Americano sigue sundalo, sundamo na siya sa labas. He off the Cafe Havana, hit him up, wait, what's up? The fear inside the man face when he saw the knife from out my man waist. He was looking at a wolf abused and now it's time to pay. Chung right away, Brad right away. He was finna blow the dollar stack on fucking someone in Cafe Havana. Pero now his feet in Mangabata. Welcome to Manila, motherfucker. Then, right before the money switched from out the man's hand, he was thinking, damn, this little man's only 5'6", and now he got, damn, I'm American. So he cocked back, tried to swing on him, and now it's really gonna cost him. Stabbed him in his flabby fat fucking stomach, got him. He dropped the knife and hit the street. Chinelas falling off his feet. Ducking out behind the alley, getting tired from the heat. Pasay Road was hella deep. He stole a taxi off the street, but 25 feet from Magallanes Bridge. He saw police, so he ditched that cab and grabbed the shirt. Somebody was drying on a clothesline wiring, trying to hide from all the sirens. Almost made it to Pancal, but right before he made a left, motorcycle cops came up the block and shot the boy to death.